The Sefer Vayoshev Hayom, Harav Yaakov Moshe Hillel Hayom, that is the Rosh Tevod Yaakov Moshe Hillel. And also Vayoshev is the answers that Lehashiv means to answer, to respond. So therefore these are the responses of Harav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, Rosh Shiva of Chevrat Ahavat Shalom in Eretz Israel. He has more than 800 Avreche Kolel in different yeshivot and kolelim in Eretz Yisrael that he has started. So one of the sefarim that he has written is this She'elot v'Teshuvot, and it is with one of the questions is the idea of Pidyon Petach Hamor. It's very interesting halacha. The halacha is that if a person is the only non-kosher animal that a person has anything to do with the mitzvah is the chamor. No other non-kosher animal do you see in the entire Torah that there is a mitzvah that can be performed by it. Nothing at all whatsoever. It's only by kosher animals. Non-kosher, the only one would be Peter Chamor. And the answer, the reason is, says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach sachar shel kol beria. That there is no such thing, no creature at all whatsoever that does a mitzvah and will be unrewarded. Any mitzvah that a person does, any mitzvah that afilo over here we see, animal, the pet chamor, would do as a result of the mitzvah that a person does, he's going to be ultimately rewarded. We see by chamor that the Jews came out of Egypt, and each Jew had in his possession 90 donkeys. And 90 donkeys to be able to bring out all the assets that they had in Egypt. As a result, we have throughout the years, more than 3,300 years, that we have a mitzvah with a non-kosher animal, Pidyon Petach Hamor. That the first person, that the firstborn to the female donkey is supposed to be Tifdeh Beseh. That if you have Petach Hamor, the opening of the womb of the Chamor, the female donkey would be a male donkey, then you give the Seh, you give the sheep to the Kohen, and then you could use the firstborn. Ve'im lav ve'arafto. If, however, you don't do it, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mishum kenas al shelokiyem mitzvat pediyah hakodemet, that if you don't fulfill the mitzvah as it's supposed to be done, that you're supposed to redeem it and give the sheep to the Kohen, if you don't do it, ve'arafto. Then this is the kenas that the Torah placed. The Torah put a penalty on the owner of the firstborn, that varafto, which means you have to chop the head of the newborn donkey. So now there's a major, major question that Harav Yaakov Moshe Hillel deals with. Being that he has many, many questions based on Kabbalah, so he has a question like this. The question is, as we know, Rabbeinu Arizal brings, according to Kabbalists, that the Nekuda is as follows. We are here to fulfill Taryag Mitzvot, 613 Mitzvot. If a person had it in his vision that he is here to make himself multimillionaire, he has it wrong. If he imagines that he is here to sell carpets, he has it wrong. He is not here for any other purpose except that our neshamot needs to be fulfilled by fulfilling 613 Mitzvot. B'machshavot b'biru ma'aseh. You have to complete it. If not, gilgulim rabim till you fulfill it. You have to come till you do and you accomplish. So the question of Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel is that the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor, also as we know, as Stipler Gaon writes about this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes about it, many, many Gedolim write that every mitzvah should be performed at least once, except certain exceptions. That let's say if a person, let's say Baruch Hashem, the firstborn child that he has is a daughter, what are you going to do? So you don't have the mitzvah of Pidyon Haben. If it is Caesarean, you also don't have a mitzvah. So let's say certain times there is nothing what you could do about it. And there are other ways to do it, to either by Ahavat Yisrael or by learning about it. But let's say certain mitzvot is an obligation upon the person if he doesn't do it. So Khalila, he has to come, the Gilgulim. So the question of Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel is, according to Kabbalah, this mitzvah has to be done once. And we researched it. All what it takes is about $800. $800, you could buy a female donkey, and you know, it has to be on the position of a Jew. Then if it is firstborn, tifdebeseh, ve'im lav ve'araft. If you don't do it, then you have to do ve'arifah. Arifah, which is, you have to chop the head, chop the back of the head. So the question is, if a person does he have to do it twice, or if he does it once, is sufficiently good enough that he has done the mitzvah properly 100%. That means, does he have to do one time pidyon, which means as soon as you separate the sheep, then you have the permission to use the firstborn donkey. If you don't separate the sheep to give it to the Kohen, let's say right now you don't have a Kohen. As soon as you do the separation, that you do the redemption, so the sheep is going to belong to a Kohen. When you see a Kohen, you're going to give it to him. And the Peter Chamor you could use. That's the halacha. So right now, let's say a person is in a location. He doesn't, in his city, there are no Kohanim at all whatsoever. So meanwhile, you could do it in order to be allowed to use the donkey, newborn donkey, till eventually you see a Kohen, you give it to him. So therefore, he writes that the mitzvah is lechatchila, the mitzvah of pidya is lechatchila. That if a person didn't do it, as I mentioned, is a kenas, is a penalty that you do varafto. You have to chop the head, chop away the head. But lemaaseh from the back. So the lemaaseh, the mitzvah to be performed properly would be peter chamor. So he says that the answer is even the second time that opportunity comes to you, lechatchila, you should still do the pidyon rather than varafto. Let me mention as a last nekuda. Harav Netziv, Harav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin writes an unbelievable point over here. You see, if this is the second born, third born, fourth born, fifth born, nothing doing. Since there is no mitzvah, there is no varafto. Whenever we learn, writes Harav Netziv, from this mitzvah that we say it every day in the Pesukim of Vekadeshli, by Tefillin, when we put on our Tefillin, says that we learn from this mitzvah a major, major, unbelievable point. Whenever you have an unimaginable potential, and you don't use your potential, you don't use your kochot in the ways of mitzvah, then ve'arafto, mamash. That means over here you have a firstborn donkey. You don't use it to perform a mitzvah with it. Then the loss is so great that you have to do ve'arafto. You have to chop the way. So that means if it would be the second born, third born, there is no mitzvah, so there is no ve'arafto. But when there is a major, major potential, you could do a mitzvah, and you don't do, the loss causes tremendous, tremendous negative point to come out of it, that would be ve'arafto. That means we learn on our own kochot also. When a person has his zechut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him certain inner potentials and possibilities to be able to use it in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he doesn't use it, it's not just you remain zero. You come out with negative. Chalila v'chas.